In my mind's eye, I pictured a huge, swollen, loathsome Saloog squirming sluggishly over the ramp to this tier of the tower, its bloated and putrescent head lolling blindly in the darkness, as those monstrous and uncanny flower eyes sought through the darkness the faint warmth of living human flesh. Of my flesh. I lay, straining every nerve to listen. All too well did I recall that the portal to this laboratorium was ajar. No barrier opposed itself to whatever hideous abnormality lumbered slowly through the darkness toward where I lay. Now the sound was within this very room. I could hear it in the darkness, breathing heavily. Even now, were I unbound, I could at least still flee, gain the upper levels of the Scarlet Pylon, escape into the giant trees. Or if that way were blocked, at least I could stand and face it with a weapon in my hand. For to go down battling was better than this torment, lying helpless, waiting for the loathsome caress of those thick, cold, fleshy petals against my nakedness, as the slobbering digestive organs began the slow process of devouring its living prey. The floor creaked. Something was moving through the darkness toward me. It did not stand erect like a man, but slithered and groped on its belly like a beast. Stone grated and rasped as the thing fumbled with the dead, chalky corpse of Sarchimus. I held my breath, hoping it would pass me by. But surely it could hear the drumming of my racing heart in the echoing silence. A long, agonizing moment crawled slowly by, an eternity of breathless suspense. Again I heard hoarse breathing, a hot, panting breath, very near me now. The thing was only a few feet away. Oh, to stand on my own two legs and face it with a length of steel in my hands, to face it like a man, and, live or die, to go down fighting. Anything was better than lying here in the dark, waiting for the slow death that crept near and ever nearer. And then I felt it. Something cold and dry and living was crawling slowly across my thigh and up my belly.